Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish.
Welcome to the Coffee Break Spanish Show. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Concha. ¿Cómo estás, Marc?
Muy bien, ¿y tú? ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, muy emocionada de estar aquí.
Y yo también. In these weekly episodes, we're helping you build your knowledge of the Spanish language one coffee break at a time.
Exacto. So don't forget to subscribe to the podcast feed, wherever you're listening to, or if you're watching us, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Now, Concha, what are we focusing on in this episode?
So today we are looking at a very interesting topic, which is ser versus estar.
A classic.
Sí, sí, sí. Es uno de los favoritos.
Vamos a empezar.
Vamos.
I think when we start learning Spanish and learning about ser and estar, the fact that there are two verbs for to be, mm-hmm. it's quite confusing for a learner, a new learner to this.
Sí.
But we do kind of establish a certain element of ser is for kind of permanent things mm-hmm. and estar is for temporary things. But I think in this episode, we're going to give our listeners and our viewers some clues as to how always to get this right, how to yes. really solve our ser and estar problems.
Exacto. So the difference that you said temporary versus permanent is not wrong because it applies to most of the uses. However, I always like to think about ser as something more related to the identity of mm-hmm. something or someone. Mm-hmm. And estar is more related to the circumstance of that person or that object or that whatever we're talking about in that moment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah. So if I describe something, for example, if I describe my car mm-hmm. and I say, es grande, mm-hmm. es big, es azul, es blue, mm-hmm. es rápido, es fast, that's all part of the identity of the subject.
Yeah, that makes sense. And in this sense, you're using ser in mm-hmm. each case, es grande, es azul, es rápido, and so on, because these are, yes, they're permanent characteristics, but they're about the identity of the car. I could say soy profesor.
Exacto.
We could talk about someone as, Concha, es española.
Eso es.
Or el hombre es católico. Mm-hmm. So inherent characteristics of the person.
Yeah. And it's very interesting that you said es profesor because we can think of before you were a teacher, you were a student. Mm-hmm. You were studying how to be a teacher. In that case, I can say soy estudiante.
Yeah.
It might be a bit confusing because you think, okay, but I won't be a student forever, mm-hmm. though you should be. Always studying something, always learning. But yeah, then I move on to being a teacher. So we could think of that as temporary. Mm-hmm. However, that is my identity at the moment. That's how I identify in that moment. So yeah. Soy estudiante. That's why we use ser.
Perfecto. So let's describe someone else. You were telling me earlier about your little cousin.
Eso es, sí. So my little cousin, she is blonde. Mm-hmm. So es rubia.
Es rubia.
Mm-hmm. Eso es. También es española, como yo.
Claro.
Sí, Spanish. Y también es estudiante.
Sí. Okay, entonces she is a student, she's Spanish, she's blonde. Mm-hmm. Y hola, Laura, ¿qué tal?
Good luck with your new uni course.
Yeah, because you said she was starting her new course.
Exactly. So I was speaking to her this morning and in the phone call I could tell that she was very happy. Mm-hmm. So in this case, because she's happy because of the circumstance that she's starting a new course,
Yeah.
We would use the verb estar in this case. So I would say, ella está muy contenta.
Okay, so there we're using estar. And we could think of it as a temporary situation. Hopefully she'll always be happy.
Yeah, hopefully.
But está contenta because it's the circumstance around that, that's leading to her happiness at this stage.
Exacto.
Let's put all of this into practice with an activity. It's an activity involving a little story, I think.
Yes, exactly. So I was telling you about my cousin earlier, but you were telling me about your sister.
I was indeed. So my sister's just been on holiday. And what we're going to do now is talk a little about my sister. Mm-hmm. And we're going to really focus on this idea of identity and circumstance to help us decide which verb of between ser and estar to use. So first of all, we'll describe my sister. So es alta.
Uh-huh.
She's tall. Es rubia. She's blonde. Uh-huh. Es blanca. She's pale skinned. Es simpática.
Vale.
She's nice.
Perfecto. Muy bien. So you said she was on holiday.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now let's imagine that I meet your sister during her holiday.
Okay.
Now, for her holiday, she decided to change her hair for a little bit of a holiday more look.
Yeah.
Okay, and she is now ginger.
Okay, so ahora, she's got red hair.
Eso es. Es pelirroja.
Pelirroja. Vale. Great word.
So, if I describe your sister, I would say es alta, because that hasn't changed. Es pelirroja. Now, because she was on holiday and she was on the beach, I'm guessing she got a little tan. So, I would say es morena. Okay. And not only that, but on the beach, I had a little interaction with her and she must have been in a bad mood or something.
It was too hot. She always gets...
Probably, yeah. We need to drink more water. So for me, she was a little antipática.
Okay.
Okay.
So I promise she's not. She's not, but...
I'm sure she's not.
The heat can get to anyone. So es antipática. Based on what you saw, the identity of the person that you were seeing, you felt, oh, this person must not be a nice person.
Exacto. Okay. Sí.
And likewise with her hair, you had no reason to guess that she isn't normally red-haired.
Eso es. For me, she was pelirroja. Es pelirroja.
But if I had seen her on the same day, I would have been surprised and I would have said, oh, my sister's dyed her hair red. Which case I would say, está pelirroja.
Eso es. And same with antipática. If you had seen her that day, you would have said something like, oh, estás antipática hoy.
Yeah, you're being a little bit grumpy today. Have you drunk plenty of water?
Exacto, because for you, that is not part of her identity. That is related to the circumstances.
Exactly. Okay. Now, we could see the similar idea with moreno or morena, because I know that my sister's normally quite pale-skinned.
Claro.
But if she's been in the sun, I thought, ay, ¿qué estás morena?
Eso es.
You're tan, you're darker-skinned and so on.
Eso es.
So what we've done today is look at the idea of ser and estar and considered ser to do with identity and estar to do with circumstances.
Exacto.
And I think we're going to put it into practice.
Vamos allá.
Okay.
So I have a couple of translation challenges for you, okay? So I'm going to give you a sentence in English. You have to translate it into Spanish.
Okay. And I might even give our listeners and viewers some time to think about it.
Por supuesto. Exacto. Vale. La primera frase es... Pedro is a healthy boy, but today he is sick.
Okay, so let's think about this. Pedro is a healthy boy, but today he is sick. We'll give you 10 seconds to think about this. Okay, so Pedro is a healthy boy. Pedro es un chico sano.
Exacto, eso es, muy bien.
Es un chico sano.
¿Por qué has usado es, Mark?
Because we're describing his character, it's a part of him, it's his identity.
Exactly.
Okay,
eso es.
Es un chico sano, but today he is sick. So in English, he is a healthy boy, he is sick, same verb. But in Spanish, Pedro es un chico sano, pero hoy está enfermo.
Exacto. So the verb estar here is related to the circumstances of today. He is not feeling well because of something. Maybe he's got a tummy bug or something like that, but that is not part of his identity.
No.
It's how he's feeling today.
Okay, so let's take another translation challenge. This time we'd like you to translate, normally you are very serious, but today you're funny. Okay, 10 segundos. Thank you. Okay, so normally you are very serious, but today you are funny.
Okay, so normalmente, you are very serious, eres serio. Mm-hmm. So it's a key word there is normally. We're talking about your, it's like a personality trait. So that is normally part of your identity.
Yeah.
And that is why we are using the verb ser. Mm-hmm. Eres serio. But today, pero hoy, now we are talking about a specific time, mm-hmm. so around a specific circumstance. Mm-hmm. Pero hoy estás gracioso.
Exacto. Hoy estás gracioso. But if you were describing a person as being a funny person, part of their identity, mm-hmm. es una persona graciosa.
Exacto. And you could say, oh, eres una persona graciosa, pero hoy estás serio.
Yeah.
So something must have happened because you're not that funny.
Exactly. Okay, so there we have it. Concha, before we finish, I do have one question for you. Mm-hmm. When you began learning English, and of course you were used to ser and estar in Spanish, which you probably didn't think about because you just knew that.
Yeah.
But when you discovered that there was only one word in English for to be, for ser and estar, how did that make you feel?
Oh, I was very happy. I was very happy that I could use all my knowledge that I have of these two verbs and just put them into one.
Put one verb. So you only had to learn one verb.
Eso es, sí.
Well, I think that will do us for now. I think we're finished for just now. We hope that you enjoyed this lesson. And if you'd like to see more examples of this written down, then check out our blog post. And there's a link in the description for that.
Eso es. And if you like more help with your Spanish, you can get regular free email lessons. Just visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Spanish and yeah, look out for the next mini lesson in your inbox.
Exacto. Pues muchas gracias, Concha.
Gracias a ti.
And one thing to mention is that next time we're going to be taking ser and estar a little further.
Exacto, sí.
Going to be looking at some of those exceptions to the rule. But it will be fine because everyone understands ser and estar now.
Perfectly.
We'll see you again soon. Hasta la próxima.
And happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.